should be fairly safe. You think it's a federal website, there's federal standards, there's a lot going on that says there's no reason not to have confidence in this. But hey, this is the second time since you know July 07, and it's eerily very similar to what happened last time. Back in August 2007, OPM announced that USAjobs.gov was indeed hacked. And they got about 8%, they got data on about 8% of the more than 2 million job seekers' records. You know, similar stuff, emails, names, telephone numbers. I did some research and I found an article by SC Magazine, which is one of the tech magazines. And they reported back then that the hackers used, the problem was on the monster side. And basically someone got in legally and let go of a Trojan virus to capture other people's data. There's no details on this latest incident, but it's eerily similar.
So it compares as being very similar to last time then? Is it worse? More information was taken?
Well, I'm still trying to wait on some more information from OPM that gets the latest numbers, latest details. But I did talk to a Monster spokeswoman, Nikki Richardson, and she, again, wouldn't go into many details, but just said in a statement that the company is monitoring the database for misuse, has not found any. So she is not, the Monster seems to be pretty confident in the steps they've taken to secure their database. And she said, you know, basically, you know, with a company, you know, like ours or anyone in our line of business, you have to balance that ability for people to use the site, but secure it, which is something we've heard over and time again. It's a whole Dave Winnergren, deputy, CIO at DOD has said, secure information sharing. Now, this is a little beyond what DOD does, obviously, because this is for everybody, not just DOD people or federal government. But the point is that they have to figure out a way to balance the security and privacy issues.
So what sort of security requirements then does Monster have to follow? And just to be clear, and I think you made this clear, but I want to underline it for our listeners, this was a Monster hack. This wasn't OPM per se, right?
Correct. OPM deals with the front end. Monster controls the back end of USAjobs.gov.
Mm-hmm.
This is a contract that Monster's had for as long as, you know, USAjobs has been around in 2004, 2005. And what OPM does is they're in charge of it. They run it. So because, and like with any other vendor site, any other federal website that vendors take a part in, they have to meet the federal security standards that are put out by NIST, including the Federal Information Security Management Act, encryption, you know, FIPS 140-2. We're going to get into the weeds here for a second. But and in fact, FISMA calls for agency inspector generals to audit vendor systems to ensure they're meeting these federal security requirements. Now, are IGs doing those audits? I spoke with Glenn Schlarman, a former OMB official and cybersecurity expert in the federal government, who you know dealt with security through his 25-year-plus career. And he said OMB has had some concern specifically about USAjobs.gov a number of years ago, but also across all shared service projects and whether the IGs were actually doing these audits. I did a search on OPM's website and did find a 2008 semi-annual report to Congress from the IG that does list a report, a security audit on USAjobs.gov, but what I couldn't tell was whether it included Monster systems or just the OPM part of USAjobs.gov. And I've called OPM, and I am waiting to hear back from them to see what they said. And in fact, the IG just put out the title of the report in their semi-annual document to Congress, but no details on the report itself. Again, Glenn Sharman told me that vendors used to have a reputation of having better security than agencies, but he says he no longer believes that. In fact, he believes the government security is at least as good, if not better.
So OPM and Monster both say that the data is safe, but do job seekers, do they face any risks of this? I mean, this is a time when everyone's coming in and applying for new jobs in the new administration. So,
yeah, and you guys just had Mike Causey on talking about the kind of influx there. So, yeah, I think USAjobs is probably seeing a big spike in use. I think, Chris, that's a big question still. You know, Monster says it doesn't collect any sensitive data, no social security numbers, no personal financial data, no resumes, no customer transaction data. OPM has said time and again that things are safe. But, you know, you have to ask, you know, if a hacker has my username and password and they can get into my information on USAjobs.gov, what are they getting? You know what I mean? Can they have access to my resume, which then there's some more other sensitive data within the resume? Do they not have access to that? The SANS Research Institute, they put a blog item out there, and someone commented in on their blog item about this Monster situation, and that's what their point was, is, well, what do they really have access to when they have my username and password? I asked Monster about the fact that this was their second incident in 18 months, but they didn't really give much of a response. They said the company doesn't really, you know, comment on
talk about this stuff, right?
So, and then real quick, other thing, Alan Power point out that, you know, username and passwords, people use the same ones all around. And it may cause identity theft in other ways, too. So this is still a very serious and subject that we're going to have to follow.